Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Nobody Panic. Draw up a chair. Not that chair. Why have you brought that chair? Do you have no taste?
That chair is shit. Get it out of your house. I hate it and I hate you.
Before you go, I just let you know that I'm Stevie Martin, the co-host of Nobody Panic.
And I'm Tessa Coates, the pilot of Nobody Panic. And also just the normal co-host of this, but separately pilot on my own. Listen, abandon ship on this train of thought. Welcome to the podcast. It's called Nobody Panic. And today's topic is how to decorate when you've got no taste. It looks like we're going to be in our homes for a lot of the winter. And we've had quite a few requests to this variation that haven't specifically said, I haven't got any taste. But they have said, like, I don't feel confident in my things, or I'm decorating and I don't know, I've got too many ideas, or, you know, so there's been a lot of it. And I think everybody, wherever your situation is, going to be spending a lot more time at home. And so let's try and make those places
Absolutely.
As nice as we possibly can.
Also as well, we do have, for anybody who's like, but I live in a rental flat, I have maybe one pound.
We have a good
episode on how to make a rental house a home, which is your basics, your Poundland friends, whereas this is more like aesthetics, you know, like this is, whereas when you've got budget, like absolute bollocks to aesthetics, or there are actually certain things that you can do to make cheap things look a little bit more more fancy. But for now, we're going to sort of focus on like, all right, how do you make your flat look nice? Something that I've absolutely no idea on, and I've just been on Pinterest and I want to kill myself. So
yeah, okay. Well, no panic. And we're going to, well, literally nobody
hang
panic,
everything with rope, gonna, it sounds like. You just have to put everything up with like basic sailor's rope. That's what all of the tips are.
It's, oh God. It's so stressful. The rope, bloody hell. Pinterest isn't, we're going to obviously talk about Pinterest, but it is a minefield in there. And it's very easy to get in and think,
just
this is too much rope, actually, and then have to immediately
leave.
Also, where am I going to get? Where am I going to get that sort of 18th century sailor rope? Both really stroking our chin. Where am I going to get it from? Also, I used to, and also it's going to include an important revelation about taste, because I, for a long time, thought I had great taste. Mm. I just didn't have any money. So I was like, oh yeah, but when I can afford to eat, you know, you wait till I can. And then I started working properly for the first time and got some money. And I was like, oh bugger. It turns out I just never had any taste. So it is a stressful old process. And I'm excited to
What's the adult thing that you've done this week? And does it involve rope? Good.
No rope involved whatsoever. But fabric, I have taken a dress to the dry cleaners. Hello. And it's a dress that I absolutely wore to death last year. And I am going to a socially distanced wedding. And I thought, listen, the world doesn't need any more dresses. I'm going to wear this one I already have. And it's the sleeve.
And the dry cleaners will do that.
And I've attempted
a treat.
Yeah. Well, that is the dry cleaners and alterations.
They can put a sleeve back on. That's amazing.
That's the thing. You think, well, I haven't got any I haven't got any Chanel suits. I don't need to go to the dry cleaners. But your local dry cleaners also does repairs and alterations. And you can get a pair of trousers that like are good in the leg, but too big or too small, whatever. You can get things fixed. And then you're like, for such a small amount of money, you're like, why haven't we all been doing this the whole time? The tailor, like there is an, you think like a tailor, what am I? Savile Row. But actually anyone can go to the tailor and anyone can get something fixed. Anyway, so for £9, I haven't collected it yet, so they might have just attached a completely different sleeve from a different outfit. But he even said, like, did you try and do this yourself? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, not a bad effort. And I was like, well, not good though, is it? They are going to reattach my sleeve and clean it for me.
Lovely.
And listen, that's a decent, you know, if it's worth wearing, it's worth repairing. So I feel very grown up about that. And also just like the thought of, that's the first time I've ever taken anything to the dry cleaner. So I feel a bit.
I can
feel
imagine.
Bees knees, Stevie.
Mine is that I sat on my glasses. It doesn't sound like that's very adult, but it didn't matter because I had a backup pair of the same glasses, which very good. But then unfortunately the origin story of the reason why I have two pairs of the same glasses is that I thought I'd lost one, bought another pair and then found the other ones. So there's not a lot of adulting going on, but there is enough that in a way it's very good that I did that. All I'm saying is I've got some glasses that I didn't realize I had.
That is fantastic.
Right.
What a journey.
Can I please just, before we start, can I please just, may I, just go through a couple of genuinely what the internet believes is cool and practical home decor hacks, okay?
Is that what you, did you type in?
No, I typed in home decor, I can't remember, but it wasn't that. It was something very normal. And then when you type in something normal, like, decorating ideas. I think that's what I typed in. And what I'm thinking is things like, here's a colour wheel to show what colours complement each other. Or here are the wallpapers that are right. Buy these.
That's what you think is going to happen. And instead it says 107 hacks for your bedroom. And it's always, I was obsessed with hacks for a really long time.
I've only seen like three already. There's a list of like 50, okay. But I've only scrolled down three and every single one of them has made me angry. So I actually don't know how you managed it for so long. So one of them is turn a ladder into a shoe rack. And I was like, okay, well, how would you do that? I suppose you have to put hooks because obviously a ladder doesn't have any depth. Obviously, it's an incredibly specific ladder that has really, it's like beautiful frame, really deep things. I've never actually seen a ladder that looks like this before.
Is it an old Victorian,
library ladder? So then it's like, well, yeah, of course I'd turn that into a shoe rack if I had it, because it basically looks like a shoe rack. That's not a hack.
if I had one of those, obviously. If I had access to a Victorian library, I wouldn't be on your hacks page.
Hacks for my fully functioning Victorian library, which probably is a website. Other one, turn teapots into vases, which is essentially spray paint a teapot gold, and it just looks like you've put some flowers in a gold teapot. That does not look good. I'm going to say that right now. Yep. It looks weird.
Yeah.
And then the final one, which actually made me go off the website because I was so frustrated, because I saw by this point, I should have learned, but I saw the subheading and thought, okay, this is actually quite interesting. Turn an ironing board into a table. I was like, okay, wow, I imagine that it's just an old hardwood, dark wood, mahogany ironing board, the likes of which I have never seen ever. And the helpful blurb underneath says, obviously this works better if you don't have a padded surface on your ironing board. Who does not have a padded surface on their, I'm so angry.
Are they expecting you to use the ironing board and then use the table and then both be useful, or just you take off the padded top?
No, you can't take off the padded top.
Well, on those flimsy,
you have to have a hardwood, beautiful ironing board. And then what happens is you just put a picture frame on it and say it's a table, and it looks beautiful. It looks so nice and so classy. Because it's a lovely ironing board. Basically, that's just, if you have a table that looks like an ironing board, use it as a table.
That's the thing. Those things, oh, they get you because, you know, you think like, I can upcycle this. I can make this thing lovely. Oh, baby, let me tell you from one who's been there on the front lines of IKEA upcycling, you can't do it. You can't do it. And then you lose just morale lose morale
immediately. And I remember the time that I had like a very grotty, lived in a very grotty rental flat and thought what we could do to like zhuzh up the kitchen is hang onions. And then I tried, but obviously I could only afford the cheap onions. So it just, essentially, it just looked like I'd just put an onion on the ceiling. That's what it looked like.
Yep. Yeah, in a pair of tights, actually, you can use for onions if anyone's interested. A pair of old stockings, but then you just if you haven't got enough onions and your tights are gross, then you've got that's one onion
in what looks like a sock. You look like you've lost your you've had a psychotic break.
Oh God! Right. Okay. Right, Pinterest. Right, here's the first huge discovery about taste. If you're sitting there thinking, I have no taste. All taste is firstly, yes, you do. And secondly, all taste is you're not, you know, I was going to say Yves Saint Laurent, but even he was basing his work on the work of other people. You aren't, nobody who has good taste wakes up in the morning and is just like, oh, of course, I shall make a decorative gourd out of rope. Like, people have seen, people are just aping other stuff, copying other things. They're being inspired by other people. Taste is just copying other things. So if you see things that you like, you don't have to be like, oh, I wish you could, you, those are available to you. You can have them. So it doesn't have to always be about you creating this vision entirely from your mind. Taste is just about copying other stuff and being like, if you like it, you like it. And there is no point making things that are tasteful in inverted commas so to impress other people who come to your home. You're the one who has to live there. If you like it, you like it, you know? If you want to put rope on shit, go for your life. You know, who are we to tell you? And so just embrace that thing of being like, oh God, I want people to say I'm stylish. Like, there's very few people in the world that people are going to say that about. So just accept you're not one of them.
Yes, and
you
I remember like going to a friend's house flat. And they, lovely, but it looked like, it had all the right things in it. And it looked like every Instagram I've ever seen. And I was like, isn't it interesting that, so that's a great flat. And it made me go like, oh, how did they think to put that there and put that there? And then I started to think, oh, it's because they've seen it on everything. And so there are plus sides and negative sides of doing exactly all of the right, in the inverted commas, thing, because it just looks like you've copied everyone. But then the plus side and negative side of just kind of going it alone means that you might have some mad stuff there, but it will look like you. It will look like you're, it's like dressing yourself, isn't it? The amount of people who I think have got like incredible personal style tests are just incredible. And then they will reveal that they, it's not like a secret, it's a very normal thing, that they have like full Pinterest boards and follow people and then just buy those clothes that they're wearing. Like, so it's not like they haven't just gone, I think chunky heels, like, obviously chunky heels are in fashion, so then they buy them. Like, it's like at the moment with decorating, everything seems to be an animal. Like, it's like a bronze otter, but it's also a lamp. Like, so that is a real thing at the moment. Is it a bronze otter? It's also a lamp. I'm desperate to see it.
I'm so excited. Okay, ready?
It's octopus candle holder with the candles that go on the end of his legs, because he's holding the candle holders with his little tentacles. Okay, and it's gold. That's absolutely exactly what we're talking about. And also what's great is this is a real great example. Anyone listening going, well, that means that Tessa is just buying. Yeah, she is buying the stuff that is cool right now because it's on Instagram, because that's what everyone's doing. But B, Tessa would have bought that 12 years ago when that was not a cool thing.
Absolutely. I love a thing that is also
a thing. I once bought
a
pen that looked like a carrot. I've never seen anyone more happy in her entire life.
Yeah. Oh my God, I was thrilled. I still have him. I love a thing that looks like a thing. I don't even wear jewellery unless it's also something else.
A fox necklace or wolf necklace, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. I've got a ring that's also a fork.
Oh, that really gave me pause there. Okay, yes. So I do also, I remember when Tessa, you moved into your flat that you're currently in, and you spray painted, well, if anyone's long-time listeners will remember, she spray painted her intercom pink like it was Dream Phone, and I've never respected you more. I was like, that is, like, I want my intercom to be pink, please. Just do it. Like, it's great.
Yeah, it's really old. So this thing was put in like the 70s. So it's like a it was a horrible shade of brown. And then I watched, and did I think of that out of my own mind? No, I'd never seen Goodfellas before. Hard recommend if no one's ever seen. Guys, I don't know if you've heard of this film, Goodfellas. there's a bit where he gets a mistress and then he puts her up in an apartment block and everything is like Barbie pink and just outrageous. And I was like, oh my God, that's my dream. That's my dream room. So I went and Googled like the room and I like looked at her and then I was like, oh my God, I love everything. And then I was like, oh my God, she had a Barbie pink phone. And I was like, I can make the phone.
That's a
Barbie
really
pink.
Good tip, actually. As with everything, social media can make things quite, that's supposed to be useful and fun, quite damaging. So for example, I did follow some interior design things because I moved into a flat, thought I had no taste, wanted for the exact same reasons that you're saying, like wanted to know what are the right ideas. And along with that,
what are the right ideas?
I feel bad because obviously all of the things that I'm looking at or most things you're looking at, it is a privileged thing. Like it's people who have a lot of money, a lot more space than I do, a lot more natural light than I do, and also own their house so they can do everything that they can. And I'm like, but I want to do that. And so I would feel just as bad as I felt inspired. So that's a great idea to do. I remember when I got my first ever bedroom, like me and my sister used to share a bedroom, and then we like, my family like converted the loft. So then I got my own bedroom. And I really wanted my bedroom to be like Sabrina the Teenage Witch's bedroom. And so I just went, you couldn't pause TV in those days. But just what... It's
no,
so sad.
Guys, I don't know if you can believe it. We had no internet. If you missed it,
you have to
look
it up on Microsoft and Carter, and Sabrina the Teenage Witch's bedroom was not on there. So sad. Would watch it religiously and then like note down things that she had. So it was like, okay, so she's got like a cool black, like curly wireframe bed. Okay. And then I was like, Mum, I would like a bed like this. And then she bought like a cheap one from IKEA or whatever. And it was like, cool. And then my bedroom actually looked really cool because I'd done little things to make it look like I wanted it to. Getting it off film and TV is such a great idea. If you're ever watching a show and you're like, I want that room. It's a film set, so you can't feel bad about yourself, but great.
No, exactly. And so obviously I can't have an entire plush Barbie pink room with the sofa and all this. Yeah, I can. But like, no, that involves having so... No, I can't. It had like one of those like, you know, that really 80s thing of like drop-down... Yeah.
Love it.
A bit drop
you
down.
You can't make that happen.
Drop
yeah.
to a lower level. You can't make that happen. You know, like that needs you to build that from scratch. Anyway, like there's loads of the wall came away to reveal the television. I can't have all those things. Can I have just the Barbie pink dream phone? Yes, I can have little bits of the nice stuff. My other dream room is the room in Knives Out, the film that his. Oh my God, you'll love it. In which case, no spoilers, right. But somebody does die. it's a murder mystery, so that's not a spoiler. But the study, the old man's study in the top of the house, like that is my dream room. And then it's okay to like go back and Google that room and be like, okay, what is it about this that makes this so lovely? And he's got this like bookshelf that curves around an archway and stuff. So you're like, okay, like there are tiny bits of this.
Just like a tiny thing, like a book is curving around an archway, like just something very
like I can do achievable I too
goals.
Can make that.
Yes. No, I really agree with that. I had a real thing because I'm the most obvious and basic millennial that's ever lived. The Gryffindor common room in the film of Harry Potter. Mm-hmm. Obviously that's a very hard thing to recreate when you live in like a new build, but and it's not something that I would say is my aesthetic now, but for a while every rental house I had there'd be some element to it, like it would be like a cool stained glass like bedside lamp or something that then you'd go in and be like, well she's got a vibe, and it might not look good to me, but it made me really happy. I was so happy.
Yeah. Exactly. It's just about being like, here are my little treasures and they make me happy. And don't give one. If this moment you start doing it for somebody else, you're like, they don't live here. What's the point in impressing some imaginary person from Home and Gardens who will like come around and say like, this is nice. You'll be like, who cares? Like, if you like it, you like it.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Right, here's the thing about Pinterest. It can be, firstly, the moment you start doing like, if you start putting like the word ideas or hacks or like, that's when you get into a minefield of like 27 categorically insane ideas. If you just put the word like bathroom in, suddenly you're just like shown lots of bathrooms and you're like, okay, this is more achievable. And then once you see anything that you're like, okay, that, I like that, or I like this color, or I like the what they've done with the towels, or I like, you know, something, something. If you, and a nice thing that Pinterest does, when you click on it, below that thing will then be other things that look a bit like that. So now you're sort of into it. And, but if you do put ideas, that's when you end up in like the rope shit, or like put a belt around a circular mirror and hang that from the ceiling. And then you're like, oh no, no, thank you. So it's all about just looking at like a piece that's basically like you're looking at a room that is already completely put together. You're like, okay, how does this whole thing hang together? Start making yourself a nice board, one that says, one's called like bathroom, one's called living room. And then something that can really help you if you feel completely overwhelmed is to make a board called no thank you, and be like, anything that you see that you absolutely hate, or a color that you hate, or a style that you hate, you can be like, okay, great, I know that I hate that now. So if someone, you know, if your vibe is Gryffindor common room, you know that you're probably not going to like brutalist minimalism, Stevie. And so, but you don't necessarily know that, but you can be like, oh, okay, I know that I don't like this, or I really dislike, like, for I weirdly really dislike Art Deco for no reason, because you think it would be right up my street.
Yeah, I thought it would be. I'm Googling it now. You know? Yeah. Interesting.
You'd think that'd be me, but weirdly, I feel very upset about Art Deco things. And also like a bit of Victorian chess, don't care for Edwardian, you know? So like, just like knowing where your vibe, you can just feel a bit more confident knowing some things,
yes.
Like it's,
and then
not
also
this,
then that's obviously, you know, getting confused in the shop and being like, I guess that, and then you're like, no, I said I didn't like yellow, so just because, yeah,
exactly. So the moment that you know a few things that you don't like, it's basically like a menu, and you're like, oh great, I don't eat meat and I hate risotto, so what else is available, you know? You're just like, you're just closing down some avenues to you until you're like, and then the day that you discover like there's a special word for a special thing that you like, you know, you're like, okay, nice. I love bath feet, exactly. Or like being like, oh, people think I like steampunk, but I don't like steampunk. I just love cogs.
That's, you know, a really great one. Yeah, I just like cogs and the film Wild
really
West
like
with Will Smith. That's what
Wild
film.
Wild West. What a film. What a film. Yeah, so if that is your aesthetic, be like, yeah, great, lean in. What are the things that make, what are the little tiny, it's all that like the devil's in the detail shit. Like, what are the little tiny things that make this, you know, that make this suddenly,
but also
feel nice.
In terms, like, it doesn't, there are, you don't have to buy incredibly expensive stuff to make it look nice. That's a nice thing that I found. Like, it, obviously, if you have a specific aesthetics, then charity shops, things like that, cater often to some aesthetic loves more than others. But, like, you can still find, if you go to, you know, a charity shop in like a posho area, people are throwing out stuff that is like new season business. So you could, I think it's, I basically have got a lot of stuff from charity shops and secondhand, and my boyfriend buys most things new. And so it's almost like a competition. And look, there's not much in it, if I'm honest. I've done just as well for very little money. So it's actually, yeah, it's quite good.
And then you feel better when it's when it costs a pound. You feel better to be like, okay, is this a thing that I like? And then be able to be like, oh, I actually hate it. You know, it feels it's a, you're able to be like more experimental with your taste and to try new things out if they're, you know, they came from a charity shop and they may return to the charity shop. You know, you can experiment so much with like with color and paint and like a style. If you've seen like a chest of drawers that you think is beautiful and it costs £1,000, you're like, okay, is it just, do I just like that because it's such a lovely color? Can I recreate that with a chest of drawers I got off Gumtree and a, you know, a pot of paint. And if it's hideous, I own it. I can paint it a different color.
The idea of making a mistake and like getting, how do you cope with that?
Okay. What would you describe as a mistake? What of my many treasures would you describe as a mistake?
Definitely octopus candle. That's amazing. I would say something like, for example, and you have, I don't know, I think you've done this, but just like, oh, I've painted a wall. Like, basically, the fear of getting it wrong. Not like,
yeah,
you know, yeah.
Okay. So I have painted a lot of walls. And so, and this is something for when you rent. This is, so two things about paint. One is, if you're renting somewhere and it's not a fancy new build, the chances are there'll be the paint that the living room is in, like somewhere under the sink or like somewhere, when they decorated it, they'll have left the paint there. And if you're feeling like, overwhelmed by it, just like touching up some stains and touching up some marks and smudges and handprints and stuff will make you be like, oh wow, this is a nice space, as opposed to feeling really run down. Second thing is, paint is actually really achievable. Doing like one signature wall or one like small strip of wall in your bedroom, I used to do that all the time when I rented somewhere, and then you can paint the white back over and nobody ever knows. So that's the lovely thing about paint. Like, and people say like, oh my God, didn't you get your deposit back? Like, and I was like, I promise you, nobody ever knows you did it if you paint it
just,
back to the original color.
And paint is actually not fathom. As... I fathom. Like, if you have like that dark kind of blue wall, the idea that you would just be able to paint white over that and no one would notice. In my head, I'm just like, well, you'll be able to see through it. But that's insane.
Honestly, that's an amazing thing about paint. Like, if you can cover anything back up again, if you have the original color, and the original color is probably a version of white and your landlord isn't going to know, like you honestly can cover things up. And then you just feel so much like, oh, wow, the world is literally my oyster here. Like, I can do anything with paint. The lovely thing about paint is, number one, it's you can, if you're like, that is absolutely horrible, you can paint it a different shade. Like, it will, that is not irreparable. You're not like dyeing a fabric or something where you've only got so many chances. And also you can get paint samples really, really cheap, like from, I was going to say Do It All, which is now no longer a shop, but wherever your local hardware store is, you can get tiny bits of paint, try things out, see if that's the right color, experiment with it. And if it's a disaster, you just paint it white again. Like, just don't let it, like, don't panic. If it's not right, it's not right. And it probably won't be. Like, there's, you think something looks amazing, and then once you get it actually in your room with your light, with your shape, you'll suddenly be like, oh, that's, also, that's absolutely awful.
Once you've had it, like, if you've never, like, no, if you've never painted a wall, then it's very overwhelming. But if you start by just like painting over smudges and stuff, then you get like a bit of confidence of like, oh, nothing's happened, and then you can like have a go at another color.
Nothing's happened. Yeah, absolutely. Like, I mean I learned to do it. I mean, my parents, I lived in a house that my parents were basically like building from the moment I was born, so there's always paint and there's always like somebody fixing something, and something was always breaking. But I first started doing it myself when I got to university, and we had tried to flip a bunk bed upside down or something in my first rental house. And also, that tells you everything you need to know. We were trying to save money we both bought a room that had a bunk bed in it. So anyway, we tried to flip it upside down. We ripped it through the wall, basically, because it was just like a cheap, shitty, you know, that horrible plastery wall. And then we were like, oh, forget it, we've obviously lost our deposit. And I was like, I think I can fix this. And I did that like
polyfiller.
Plastery foam stuff. Thank you so much, polyfiller. And then I found the exact paint color, and I mixed it by mixing two paint colors together, and I covered it back up, and we got away with it. And so, like, and once you have that sort of, you realize like, oh, this is, I don't have to be a professional person. Like, I can actually just give this a go and it will be surprisingly achievable. It's not going to look exquisite. It's not going to be an amazing, you're not going to be painting the Sistine Chapel, but you are like, oh, wow, okay.
That's
suddenly
so
I can do things.
Good.
You know?
So just feel, I've never painted a wall, so I'm terrified.
Yeah, just to feel, yeah. No, and that's why I promise you, and this, I know that people are scared because everybody is like, what, you painted that? I'm like, yes, I'm not. If you look at the edges, you'll see it was not done by a professional. But like, it will, the paint wants to work for you. Like, it will do its job, you know, you will, So please, anyone who's like, I can't do that, you're like, yes, you can. That's yes, right. You can.
The other thing that I found interesting is someone told me once is that they were like, if you're frightened or if you don't know what to do, just go for white. Like, and that's not walls. I'm talking about duvets. I'm talking about like go for, just go for clean and white, because then you can always build on that later. Whereas if you're like, because my thing Absolutely. Is I'm really bad at matching color to other colors. And so student houses and stuff like that, I always look very studenty because nothing matches, nothing kind of works. So it just looks like loads of people have thrown loads of things. But you can pick, and that's why I like things like Instagram and Pinterest are very helpful, because you can see how colours work together. Because there's like a colour wheel and you can pick, but then I find that doesn't really work for me, because I'd be like, purple, the opposite of that is yellow. And you're like, well, I'm loving purple and yellow, that's going to be awful. Like, so you kind of need to, I need to see it in a room. So that's I suppose why seeing completed rooms, like a bathroom, and being like, I like the blue and the white. Oh, yeah. I like the, and then trying to go for that shade as much as you possibly can, so that the room has a cohesion, is obviously helpful.
Absolutely. A thing that also bring a load of color in, if you don't know where else to get it from, and again, if you're just renting, you can definitely replace those curtains. Just stick whatever the landlord's curtains is under the bed or under somewhere and get new curtains. They're not as expensive as you think, and suddenly you're like, oh wow, brand new nice curtains in a color that I could choose. Like, suddenly you're like, ooh, hello, am I the queen? And if you panic about color, a really interesting app, it's a game, it's called I Love Hue, like H-U-E, and all you do is put squares of color, or like jumble up, and then you like put them back together again in exactly the right order. It's so calming and satisfying, there's no jeopardy whatsoever, and it's just really, really nice to do. But what it's also really been teaching me, I think by accident, is like what colors go really nicely together. And it's been a really interesting way of doing it. Every time I've looked up a color wheel, exactly like you're saying, you're just like, oh God, and that goes with that, does it? But actually like seeing it and playing this game, it's called I Love Hue. It's free, a hard recommend, very calming. It has made me be like, oh, I think I get color a bit
it's
better.
It's great. And it's so much nice. About, it's so much more about confidence than I thought it was. Like it's like I look at curtains and go, but how would I fit the curtain on the window that I have if I took those curtains? It's like, you just do it. Like, you just load that thing, you Google it, you find out, it's fine. It's not some sort of like mystical art that only three people know how to do. It is something that everyone has had to Google or learn. You're not born being like, I can hang curtains, mother. Like, you do... Everyone goes through this exactly. process, so you might as well go through it now when you're having some fun decorating.
Yeah, exactly. And you will do it wrong, and you'll hang your curtains upside down, and then you will be like, oh, I get it now. My very last thing is, if you really can't do anything, whack a big bowl of lemons in the living room, and that's done.
Bowls of lemons.
I'm telling you, it's the only decorating tip you need.
Onion on the ceiling. Yeah, it looks mad, but listen, you've made a decision.
Onion on the ceiling, bowl of lemons. what more do you want from us?
We could sit here and be like, oh, you should buy this thing, or oh, you should really. But it's so specific to your living space, what you want it to look like, whether you're more Gryffindor common room, whether you're more Bauhaus, whether you're an Art Deco lady. But you don't know until you've done some hard research.
You don't know. Yeah. And then whatever it is right. There is no such thing as bad
That's
taste.
Really
there
true.
Is no
That's
such
very
thing.
True.
If you like
there
it,
really
you like
isn't.
It.
There's just such a thing as like, oh, she's into her 70s, or oh, she's into her some like insert name. Like, it doesn't have, it's not like, oh, that's bad or that's good. Like,
yeah, but exactly like what you wear. Like, if you like it and you wear it with confidence, like, that's taste.
Right,
like, that's
a
it.
Lot
that's
like
it is.
The time you arrived to record with a full neon pink ski suit because you were cold. And it's all about the happiest day of my life, as well, not being frightened of I don't know, so I just don't know, and actually just dipping in, going on Pinterest. It's not all rope
try
hacks.
It yeah
it doesn't have to be things about ironing boards, it really isn't.
don't put the word ideas in, just put bedroom and just keep and just explore from there until you're like, oh yeah, I like this, I like this. Oh, they've put that with that. Oh, okay. And then like cushions, curtains, rugs, those are your ways to like try out color that can be easily swapped out if you're like, oh, that's that's heinous.
Yes,
I'm sorry,
you can take
I don't know
it
what
back.
I was thinking there.
Yeah. Unless you've poured wine on it. But
we take it back. Yeah. Yeah, and listen, you probably have. but well, listen, we believe in you and
you've got great taste,
you're gonna do a lovely job. You've got great taste, babe.
Tweet us or DM us or email us if you have ideas that you would like us to tackle for future Nobody Panic podcast episodes. There is no question, no how-to, too big or too small or too mundane for us to tackle. It's at Nobody Panic Pod on Twitter and nobodypanicpodcast@gmail.com.
I'm at Tessa Coates on Twitter. Stevie is at Stevie M. The S is a 5.
And see you next week for some more just absolute cracking gold from us, to be honest.
Yeah. See you next week. Bye, everyone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you might enjoy our podcast. It's called Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.
We have a podcast and it might be, I probably don't want to sound, like I'm bragging, but it's dynamite. It is electric. It's high voltage. And please, we really need you to listen. You don't understand how much we need this.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. But this one is coming. This one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains.